Welcome back to Weathering the Storm, a podcast where we strive to weather the storms of life by placing and sustaining an unwavering faith in God. I'm your host, Drew Suttles. I appreciate you spending some time with me today. Hope that this episode will be helpful for you. Our title today is Redeeming the Time, as we focus on children's role in the home. The Bible says a lot about how children are to honor their fathers and mothers, how children are to pay respect and to honor their parents, and by doing so they can honor the Lord. But we want to get specific in this episode from the Word of God to hopefully help our young people, help children understand what it means to redeem the time and help equip them to do that. And so we think about the Christian home from Colossians 3, 18 through 21. It takes all of us, right? It takes husbands, fathers, wives, mothers, and the children all to work together to be united in that common purpose of glorifying God in the home. And by doing that, we'll help you to weather the storm in the home. That is the theme of this season, season 7. And today we're recording episode 11 as we redeem the time in the home, focusing on children. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to work through this text today, and I want to share with you five key words that can hopefully help our children to redeem the time. And if we have any young people listening, maybe you're in the car with your parents riding, or maybe this is a nightly devotional. First of all, I'm honored that you would consider using this material, but I do hope it's helpful. I hope these are things that you can revisit throughout your life, and hopefully it can be helpful and beneficial for you. I'm so thankful that we have received so much support and encouragement for not only this podcast, but the entire network, the Scattered Abroad Network, which of course is associated now with the Memphis School of Preaching. It is a work of MSOP, and I'm honored to be on this network. And we just appreciate and are so encouraged by all the comments that you give us, by listening, by subscribing, by liking and sharing. We thank you so much for doing that. And again, an honor to be on this network and an honor to be able to share these thoughts with you through this avenue of a podcast. So if you have your Bibles, again, I invite you to Proverbs chapter 3. And this is a text that is very familiar to us. But in my Bible, it has the title, Guidance for the Young. And I thought, well, this is exactly where we need to go. We're reminded of what's said in Psalm 119, of course. How shall the young secure their hearts? By adhering to your word. You know, by keeping the word of God in the heart, by keeping the word of God at the forefront of the mind. That's what it's going to take. And so we are to teach our children and to bring them up the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. To train up our children the way they should go. Proverbs 22:6. To teach them that the Lord God is one, and to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Deuteronomy 6:4-6, Matthew 22:37. But as we focus in this episode specifically on children and how they can redeem the time, let's think about these five words. These five words that are emphasized throughout. And again, wisdom is all about applying this. It's one thing to learn it, it's one thing to hear it, it's another thing to do it. And that's why James says, don't be hearers of the word only, but be doers. James 1:22. The first word we want to consider is the word remember. Remember. Look at verses 1 through 4 of Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and esteem in the sight of God and man. Notice he starts off by saying, do not forget, which is why we're using the word remember. I've said this on this podcast, and this is my conviction when it comes to Proverbs 22:6, that's not an absolute. In other words, you can train up your child in the way he should go, but that doesn't mean that he will go that way. Some have taken will not depart to say, well, if you do it right, then they won't mess up. Well, the fact is, God has unfaithful children. Is that God's fault? Well, no, of course not. What about Adam and Eve when Cain rebelled and murdered Abel? Was that Adam and Eve's fault? No. You bring up your children the best way that you can, and ultimately it's going to be their decision. We learn in Ezekiel 18, 20 and 21, the father shall not bear the iniquity of the son, nor shall the son bear the iniquity of the father. And so to point fingers and to blame and say, well, this child turned out to be this way, so obviously it's because the parents dropped the ball. It's their fault for not training him properly. That's not 100% accurate. So again, you can do your best to train up a child in the way he should go, but that doesn't mean he will go. But of course, as we think about redeeming the time as parents, we've talked about this. Husbands, fathers, wives, and mothers, looking at Proverbs chapter 4, looking at the example of Hannah. Consistent prayer, consistent Bible time, and consistent quantity and quality time with our children is what's going to pay dividends. That's what it means to redeem the time, to spend the time that we have teaching them these truths so they can remember them as they grow up. Because before you know it, they're going to be husbands and fathers and wives and mothers one day. How are we spending our time? Are we redeeming it? Are we teaching them? So the first thing, again, is to remember. Don't forget. Don't forget. Let your heart keep my commands. And look what will happen. Length of days, long life, and peace. Verse 4, favor and high esteem in the sight of God and with man. It's going to enrich your life to remember these things as you grow up. So remember. Number 2, trust. Trust. Look at verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. When you think about this language, we think about the word trust. It's the idea of having this conviction. It's having this mentality that I'm going to put all of my belief in this. I'm going to believe it with all of my heart. I'm going to trust, and that's where I'm going to leave it. Trust where? Trust in the Lord. And then notice the language, with all your heart. He'll say in verse 6, in all your ways. So not just some of your heart and not just through some of your ways, but with all of your heart and in all of your ways, trust in the Lord and acknowledge Him. And notice in between those two statements is lean not on your own understanding. Our children need to hear at an early age, you're not going to do this on your own. You're not going to be able to handle life and figure it out on your own. You need the Lord. You need His help. You need His strength. You need His guidance. In fact, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, if you don't lean on your own understanding, and if you acknowledge Him in all your ways, what's going to happen according to Scripture? He shall direct your paths. He's going to direct your paths. He's going to make smooth or make straight the path that you are to take. And of course, the Word of God is what guides us. Psalm 119, 105. He says, do not be wise in your own eyes. That goes back to the idea of leaning on your own understanding. Don't do that. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And if you do that, what's going to happen? It's going to be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. It's going to, again, enrich your life. So children, redeem the time. Remember what's being taught. Remember what your parents are instilling in you, and trust in God to guide you. Number 3 is the word honor. Honor. This is going to take us from verse 9 all the way through verse 20, so bear with me as we read this together. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. Here's the idea of honor. This word honor, it means to bestow honor or rewards upon. In other words, because you are remembering what your parents are teaching you, because you are trusting in God with all your heart, that's going to naturally flow with a mentality that I want to honor God. I want to honor my parents. And that's what we find in the New Testament. Honor your father and mother, for this is right. Here it specifically says how to do that. Honor the Lord with your possessions. What do you possess? Well, this is more than just your material possessions. Honor the Lord with your life, with your body, with your time, the things that you possess that God has allowed you to be a steward of. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Give the very best that you've got to God. Honor Him in such a way that when you are corrected, understand that this is coming from the God who loves you. That's verses 11 and 12. Find wisdom and gain understanding. And the Proverbs writer goes on a long list of how you can honor God by applying wisdom. And what wisdom, and how important wisdom is, being more precious than fine gold and more precious than rubies. And the fact that she can bring forth paths of peace and ways of pleasantness. And so to our children, to redeem the time, they need to remember, need to trust, need to honor. Number four is the word keep. This is verses 21 through 26. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so there will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is the power of your hand to do so. I love that, and that's going to transition us into the final point here in a moment. The idea is to keep. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Keep these words in your heart and in your mind. Look at the language. When you lie down, you'll not be afraid. You'll lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Why? Because you're remembering what you've been taught. You're trusting in God. You're honoring God by the way that you live. And you got to keep on doing that. Keep on keeping on. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. The word keep there in the Hebrew means to conform one's action or practice to, better understood as to observe or to conform. You think about conform as the idea of being glued to something. Romans 12, 1 and 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The idea there is don't be glued to the world. Well, here, on the flip side, do be glued to sound wisdom. Do be glued to discretion. Be glued to this. Allow this to be who you are. Keep these things, and it will help you in your walk. It will help you throughout your life. So remember, trust, honor, keep. And then finally, be humble. Be humble. Humility is the word, the key word here. Again, we go back to 27 as we make this transition. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back. Tomorrow I'll give it when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor. Choose none of his ways, for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. It's a powerful way to end this chapter. To think about children listening to the advice, listening to the instruction of their parents. Their parents, of course, who are seeking the will and the wisdom of God through His Word, passing this on. And children, understand that when you obey your father and mother, and when you heed that instruction as it lines up with Scripture, that's how you can glorify God. That's how you can serve Him, even at a very, very young age. That's how you can honor and glorify Him. And so again, these five key words to remember in Proverbs chapter 3 that will help children to redeem the time. Remember, trust, honor, keep, and humility. If you'll put those five thoughts into practice, those five traits into practice, they can help you to weather the storm as you grow up. And as you face different trials in life, you can remember what you've been taught. Remember that God loves you, that your parents love you. Remember to put all of your trust in God. Remember to honor Him with the way that you live. Remember to keep these things close to your heart. And remember to always be humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. As we think about this, as we share these things with our children, parents, I hope that we're taking the time to do devotionals with our children. I know it can be difficult to find that time, but we need to make that time. You know, we make the time to make sure they're at their ball game. We make the time to sit down and watch a movie together. We need to make the time to spend time with them focusing on spiritual things. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to be something that's so long and so drawn out that there's no interest. It's just the fact that you have that time and you're redeeming the time to spend time with each other and to focus on important things. And so as we put a bow on this series, we kind of wrap up our thoughts. Let's make sure that we're redeeming the time. Husbands and fathers, redeem the time by teaching your children the importance of applying wisdom into their lives and show them how it's done. To wives and mothers, remember the example of Hannah and remember to always be praying for your children and living a life that honors and glorifies God. And again, as we've studied today, to our children, remember to keep trusting in God, honor Him, keep these things close to your heart, and always be humble in the way that you live. If we can do this as a family unit, starting with the man, starting with the husband and the father, the mother submitting to this and children buying in, it can absolutely help the family, help the home to better redeem the time and to better weather the storm. I'm so very appreciative of you listening in today. I hope that this episode, that this series, that this season is helping you and will help you in the future. I do want to give you a preview of what's coming up. I'm really excited about a new series that we're going to start, a five-part series. We're going to talk about Satan's plan of attack for the home. You know, Paul would say in 2 Corinthians that we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know what he's up to, in other words. And we need to know what the enemy is trying to do. And so parents, I hope and pray that you'll listen to these, not because it's me, but because of this material from the Word of God being so important to help us to be on the front line and to protect our family. We're going to look at five things specifically that Satan has in his plan of attack for the home. And so we can be aware of it, and we can fight against it. So that will be episodes 12 through 16. We'll come up with episode 12 next week to kick off that series. And I do hope and pray again that this has been helpful, that it's been beneficial. I hope you'll continue to listen, and I hope that you will continue to study your Bible as I study mine as well, that we can grow closer to God, and that we can be better equipped to weather the storm. May God bless you.